We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and I'm beginning on top of the Amud. The Gemara finished telling us that a person should try hard to remember learning by making simonim and different ideas to help him learn Torah and make sure it's Miskayim B'yodai. So Gemara says, V'hainu to Amar Rabbi Avdimi Barcham Bardaisa, Maidach Siv, and says in the Pasuk about the Torah, Ki HaMitzvah Zois, and says, it's not in the Shemayim, and it's not across the river, across the ocean. So Zok, the Gemara, if it would be B'Shemayim, we have to work hard and go after even B'Shemayim. If it would be, the Torah would be on the other side of the ocean, you have to go after it. So you see from the Pesukim, that you have to try very hard. The Torah is saying, by the way, it's not in the sky. It's a good thing. You don't have to try that hard. And it's not across the ocean. But, you see, you would have to be Tereach to get the Torah, even if it was in Shemayim or if it was across the ocean. Rav Amar, a different type. Loi ba Shemayim mi. Torah is not by someone who's in Shemayim. By someone who's a Bal Gaiva, like his head's in Shemayim, Torah won't be misguided by him. Someone has a wide das, like the ocean, he's very a lot of tivus and different things. It won't not be b'skayim him the Torah. The Torah is loy b'shmayim me, not by persons b'shmayim loy pure persons like the ocean. You won't find Torah by gasi ruach by balei gaiva, like similar to Rava's drasha loy b'shmayim he. And the difference is, it sounds like from Marsha that Rava's saying that misha be a daita means he doesn't need. He says I don't need a rebbe. And Gassi Ruach sounds like Stam about Gaiva. V'loi me'evel yami, loi timsa won't be found, loi b'sachronim, not by people who go around the cities, loi b'tagrim, and not by peddlers. The Lashem Evel Yam means people who travel the ocean, who are soichrim, who are businessmen. It's much harder to find the Torah there, like the Gemara said before, like Rashi Shtel Tzu, it says, Nira v'ein nira. If someone who wants to learn, has to be learning the Rismeris most of the day. If he's out there in the markets and peddling his goods, he's not going to be able to learn. That's what Loi Me'evel Yom he's. Ad Khan, the Gadata that talks about how strong we have to work to be able to remember our learning and to be able to retain our learning and be able to understand our learning. Now the Gemara goes back to the beginning of our parak. The Mishnah says that ma'abrim es ha'orim, which means you extend the cities. Now, how do you do that exactly? So we're going to have a braisa that tells us a bunch of different halachas, and then the Gemara will go and explain these halachas. Tana Rabbanim. We learned in a braisa, ketzeh ma'abrim es ha'orim, how do you extend the cities? And from there you count to 2,000 amas. So the first thing is arucha k'moshi. If it's a rectangle city, you leave it the way it is. And we'll see what the chiddush is in the Gemara. Agula, if it's a round city, you don't leave it the way it is. Oysin lo zavis, you make corners, you square it out, you square out the city, and it turns out you'll have much more than 2,000 amas from your city because you have the corners also, which is always usually a quarter more ear space than the city itself. So you have all that space that you can walk extra. If you look at the picture in Rashi, you see a round city with a square around it, that's what you do to the city, and you count 2,000 amas from the square. That's how you count the Tchum Shabbos of 2,000 amas from the square. So Agula Oysin lo zavis, you make corners. Mirubas, if it's square, and it's lezavis, you don't make it corners. What's the chiddush of that? The Gemara will explain. Let's say the city was wide on one side and narrow on the other side. If you look at Rashi, you see that picture. That's shaped like on the tzofin side, north side, it's wide, and on Dharam side, it gets narrow. So what you do is you square out both ends, you square out and make it into a square. It's short on one side and wide on the other side. Right nice kilu shavi, look like it's equal. It's a square. You square it out. If you have a city and it's a nice rectangle or square city, but on one end something sticks out, a house sticks out, or two houses stick out, you trace a line across that house and across to the other side, you make it into a square, and you count from there 2,000 amas. You count 2,000 amas. Again, you look at the picture in Rashi. You have the city, you have the pogum. You square it out by that pogum. And if you can ask me, what's the chiddush of one pogum, you square it out. Of course, by two batim, you square it out. Tomorrow we'll ask the kasha. Hoysa suya kimin kasha is, if the city is shaped like a rainbow. Shaped like a rainbow. We know what a rainbow looks like. That's how a city is shaped. So what do you do then? Or it's oikamingam, or it's shaped like an L. So what you do is you make a line, let's say about a rainbow, you make a line from one end, the two ends of the rainbow, you make a line from one end to the other end, and you make a line, and you square out the back of the rainbow also that's round, and you may get a big square. And all that open area that's in the keshes, that is all part of the city, comes part of the city, like ki'ilu has batim there. Also, when it's an L, a gam is shaped like an L. You make a line across from one end of L to L, turn into a triangle, and then you square it out, and everything has houses in it. It's ki'ilu has houses in there, even though it's empty. And you count from the string that you put on the bottom of the rainbow, like a picture of bow and arrow, like on the bottom of the bow, you put that string. You count 2,000 amos from there. But a gam also, the line you make, you count 2,000 amos there. And there it's even more, because then you square it out and you count 2,000 amos from the square. So, you count from there and on 2,000 amos. Now the Gemara is going to go ahead and explain different parts of this price. Amamar, we learned the first halacha in this price. It says, Arucha, if the city is a rectangle, Kamayashi, you leave it the way it is. I'm already saying the Gemara's Teretz. Arucha says, for a long city, Kamayashi, you leave it the way it is. Pshita, of course, it has corners. Lechricha, daricha, v'ktina, that's shaped like a rectangle. Mao, the tame, alitle, pusya, urcha, maybe you should make it into a square. Kamash, v'lam, doesn't have to be square. As long as it has corners, it's good enough. It could be a rectangle, it does not have to be square. That is the chiddush of Arucha, Kamayashi, that it could be a rectangle, it does not have to be square. Zokt the Brice of Vaita. It says, Merovas, if it's square, in its lezovas, you don't have any corners. Pshita. Of course, that's square. It's square. Why should make corners? Lechricha, the Merabah, it's square, but Merabah, Rabuah, Oilam. But it's not square towards the Rabuah, Oilam. Like the north side is not straight toward the north of the world. Maotem, you would think, Rabuah, Oilam, you should square it like the square of the world. Kamash Vlah, no. Kamash Vlah, you don't have to do that. If you look at Rashi on the bottom, on the left side, there's a picture, and it has a city that looks like a diamond. So that means it's not square to the direction of the world. And you would think that you make a square around it to make a direction of the world. Kamash Vlah, no. If it's square, you leave it the way it is, no matter which direction it's facing. That's the Kamash Vlah. The Brayis said further, Hoya Bayis Echad Yoytzik Min Pogum. If one house was jutting out of the city, or there were two houses sitting out, jutting out, see like these two bumps jutting out. It says you make a square around it. So, Fakti Gemara, Kasha, simple question. Hashta Bayis Echad Amris, you say even one house, what you do is you square it, connect it, Shnei Batim Abayi, by two houses, you have to tell me? Of course. So, Gemara, Litzricha, Mishtei Ruchais. There was a Bayis jutting out from the north side of the city, and Bayis jutting out from the south side of the city. So you would think already that's a huge extra square you're putting on. Maybe you don't do that. If on one side you could say a square like that, on two sides you don't say it. Kamash Malon, no. Kamash Malon, you square it out from both sides. That is the chiddush of the Spraisa. The bride said further, if the city was shaped like a rainbow, picture a city, it's packed, it has a shape like a rainbow, and in the middle of the rainbow it's completely empty, there's nothing there. Or you can mean gam. Or it's like an L, and nothing's shaped, nothing in the inside the L is there. You look at a kilo, it's full of batim chaseris, you make a line on from the two ends of the rainbow, and you look at the middle, like it's full of houses, and you count 2,000 amos from the string across the two legs of the rainbow. If you look, there's a picture here, also on the right side in Rashi, you count from that chevel, we call a string, that goes from one end to the other end. Rav Huna comes and limits this halacha. Amar Rav Huna, Ira Suyik Keshas, if it's a city that's shaped like a rainbow, Em Yesh Ben Shnei Reisha, Pachis Ma'abas Alofim Amma, Moedim El Yaseh. If from the two ends of the rainbow, the two legs, the two ends of the rainbow, it's less than 4,000 Amas, then you count from the Yaseh. Because since they're both Tchumen, or both sides of Mavlas in each other, so therefore, you could walk from one end to the other end, and therefore it's a connection, and it could become one city, and it could make a yeser across there. Vim lav, but it's more than 4,000 amos, moidlam and akeshes. You count from your houses in the etzem part of the rainbow. That's where you start counting. Actually, in the back, you'll still square it out, but from the inside of the rainbow, you'll carry from the wall of the rainbow, and the whole middle will be counted towards your 2,000 amas. So what are we saying? They were saying that if the two ends are 4,000, less than 4,000 amas apart, then it's considered one city. If they're more than 4,000 amas apart, they're considered two cities. But less than 4,000 amas, considered one city? You say that's true, but Rav Huna says something else. Rav Huna says like this. You have a city that the wall broke down the middle of the city, and the houses also were taken away in the middle of the city. It was Nifritza 141 amas and the third, which incidentally is a Karfiv times two. Remember, a sheer Karfiv is 70 amas and two thirds. And we'll see in a second, every city gets a Karfiv. So a Karfiv 70 amas, two thirds, times two is 141 and a third. So this year, this city, the wall was breached. And now there's a hefsik, there's a separation between two cities, turns to two cities now. The separation between two cities is 141 amas and a third. And that is, if it's that happens, it's considered two cities, and they're not considered one city anymore. And the kasha is, what do you mean? It's much less than 4,000 amas. By a kasha, you say within 4,000 amas is good. And here, all of a sudden, he's saying it has to be within 141 and a third. What's going on here? So it's a kasha or a funa. Omer rabba ba'ula, like kasha, it's not shver. The case of a keshes, on one end, it's completely attached. It's one city. On the other end, it's separate. So there you get up to 4,000 amas. Masha'inkin here, the separation went through and through from both sides. So therefore, it's mamish two cities. And the lacha is two cities have to be within 141 amas and a third. Like kasha kamburuch achas, kamashtei ruchas. The case of keshes, one side, it was only open on one side. And here it was open on both sides. So, Freit the Gemara, if that's the case of Rav Huna, that Chaim Sir Shenifritzo, Gemara throwing the Habi, maybe Chaim Sir Shenifritzo was similar to Keshes, would only breached on one side. And then the Mara Kasha was, why is it different than a rainbow? But now that we're saying Chaim Sir was breached on both sides, through and through. So then what's the Chiddush? The Noist in Karfazu, the Chiddush is that each city gets 70 Amis and a Shlish, and from there you start counting out of your cities, and that's why if both their karfifs meet each other, are swallowed up in each other, it's one city. Is that Yechidish? If that's Yechidish, Ha'amar Rav Huna Chada Zimna, we know Rav Huna holds that each city gets a karfif, gets 70 amas and a third. Ditnai, we learned in the Mishnah, Noistin karfif l'ir, Dibra Meir. The Mishnah says, Fira Meir, every city, when you start counting 2,000 amas, not only do you square it out, and count that, that was it. After the square, you get 70 amas and a third. And it's called a karfif. You get outside the city a karfif, a area that is just like an area you can do whatever you want in that area. And from there, you count 2,000 amas. That's what Rameyah says. The only time you say the halacha of a karfif is between two cities. But a regular city, you count 2,000 amas from the wall. That's it. You don't get a karfif. And what does it mean you get a karfif in two cities? There's two ways to learn. Does it mean it's 70 amis between two cities or 141 amis? Rav Huna says each one gets 70 amis and a third and two thirds. You only get one karfif for both of them. And we'll see what the machlekes is between what the biyam machlekes later on in the Gemara. But Akapana, what do you see from here? That Rav Huna says that a city gets karfif vazu with karfif vazu. So we already noticed Rav Huna. So what do you need this Rav Huna for us now, that a city gets breached down the middle? If it's within 141, it's one city. If it's more than 141, it's not one city. We know already from the Mishnah, the Chachamim, Rav Huna says, Pshat Necham later on, that any two cities that are within 141 are considered one city. And then when something's considered one city, then you count 2,000 amas out of that city. You square out that city. If you have two cities within 141 amas each other, you square out both, make the city into one, and then you count 2,000 amas from out of that city. But the question is, the Rav Huna already said the Chiddush. Why do you have to tell me the Chiddush by a city that's breached down the middle? If we have a Chiddush, we know already from this Mishnah, with your Rav Huna's Pshat, that two cities get a karfif each. So the Gemara says, Tricha, I need both these halachas. Diyash bin hacha, if you buy a city, we said, within 141, consider one. You know why we said that? Mishum dehavalei tzad hetem ikara. Because by the beginning, it was one city. Now, the middle city got ruined, so they're ready, as long as it's with 141, it could be one city, because it always was one city. Aval Hasam there, now I'm talking about two different cities. You have Pumpadisa and Sura, two different cities. Then you're not going to make a one with 141. Aval Hasam, you're like, If you say there that you get 141, since each one is an independent city, they each need 70 amas and a third as a buffer zone to do something right out of the city. So each one gets 70 amas and a third, and that's considered part of their city. Avahacha here, they never needed that space because the city was always, that always was part of the city. That people lived there. You don't need that space. So who said here you get all that space now? It's not space you need. Avahacha loy dechikat shvisayu. It's not, you know, you don't need that space. It was always people there. You didn't ever need that open space. Eim aloy, maybe you don't get that space to make it into one. Tzricha. Therefore, you need both chedushim and Rav Huna that you get 141 between two cities to make it into one. Because each one has its own chedush. With the case of Breach City, has a milah that was once one. And on the other hand, the two cities have a milah that they need that space because the city needs space out of it a little bit for extra space. But here, by the city that got breached, doesn't need that space because it used to be one big city. So therefore, it's a chiddush of Rav Huna both ways.